Havana syndrome, is that a true condition?
Yeah. Well, no, it's not a true condition. What it is, it's where you shoot those waves into the human being, and in the human being, it bumps into a problem. And it's basically how the same way people got cancer from the 911. You know, from 911, and then later they got cancer.
Yeah, man. Was Kamala hit with some waves that caused her to have?
Yeah, she fell out. She fell out, and then when they were bringing the dead soldiers in, they had to scurry her to the hospital. She fell out then, and she's, I guess, gonna recover, but we'll see. It's not looking good.
So she may recover, but not looking good.
Correct.
Well, she's supposed to be with Gavin Newsom this weekend. Is she going to make that?
Probably.
And then because she,
They got stand-ins. Now they have stand-ins for everything. And the way they've got this, if you start looking at these people, how perfect they look now, some of them are looking perfect. The way they can do makeup and stuff now, they don't even have to be close. All they have to do is have that goofy, garbly laugh. As long as she can do that, the dummy can do that, then they're good. They're good to go.
Oh yeah, they can make a face mask that looks exactly like the person. They don't
I
even
mean,
have to have a.
no, don't even have to have makeup. Because, see, that's the thing. The high def has gotten so good that you can see between the eyelashes, for Pete's sake. But you can't. So, you know, and that's the actors hate it because they have to be perfect, perfect, perfect. And that's why their other business takes off of their dirty business.
Is Psalm 56 the one where we're going to make him die? The Biden, you know, Biden's kids are going to be cursed. Is that Psalm 56, Ion?
There's
I think Jenny said they weren't allowed to do it. It was too bad, too aggressive, wishing
What's
bad
too
things on
aggressive?
people. Psalm
That's
56.
not bad. That's beautiful. We just said we wanted his days to be few. The scripture was easy. We wanted his days to be few because he looks like he's ready to get out of here any minute. His days to be few and someone else be replaced, put him in office, put someone else in his place as office. That's all it said. It's one sentence. Wasn't nothing bad.
No, the rest of it. The curses
Well, we didn't
generation
quote.
is
We didn't. Yeah, we didn't do all that. We did it then, but that wasn't a part for the quote. The quote is that part. That his days, we pray that his days be few and that he be replaced. And then the rest of that comes, that's just serendipity. That's just a little something extra. There's a little something pleasant.
What's a little something pleasant?
The
The rest of
his
it. The rest of it.
children's guts, his death, the death of his children, and his guts slung in a
Right.
roadside ditch, you know, the good parts, Bob, as you'd say, the
Yeah.
good parts, Bob.
All right. Okay. So now my questions.
Oh, now we're gonna see what it looks like.
Right. Now, the new aliens, and we saw them over Haleakala last week or so. Do we call them UFOs or the new word UAP or the new aliens? It's good to say new aliens, but do we use the word UFOs for them?
No, like I said, they're identified, so they'd be I instead of you.
Oh, yeah. So
IFOs.
what are the, how, what identity identifying characteristics do we have so far?
All the details of how they are.
I don't know of any. You haven't said anything about that. So how are
How
they?
did you
What are these?
how did you recognize the pictures that you saw? Over holly, 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 aka, aka, laka, laka.
I didn't recognize them. Carolyn saw them, and she showed them to me. What was I to
Okay.
recognize?
The thing, the shape, and how they always seem to hold the same space when they're there, and how you can create a buffered cloud condition just like that over and over and over again. Very
Okay, so how
interesting.
what So that's how we tell it's a UFO. That's how we identify it.
Correct. Correct.
Become a UFI.
Now, after a little while, you're going to start to see the mast of the ship. You're going to start seeing the aft part of the boat. You're going to start to recognize portions of the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. You're going to start recognizing that.
Okay, and I assume this recognition process is going to happen over the next few weeks, not months or a year from now.
Y'all control it any how you want to, but there's no reason that it should take that long. That's the point. There's no good reason for it to take long. But y'all can drag it out, and y'all do all kind of crazy shit. So we're not saying that.
Okay.
So
Glenn said he noticed, in retrospect, this past few days, that the UFOs that what I call passed the layout was over Mount Haleakala, but actually was over the military base at the top of the mountain. So anybody in the military base see this phenomenon, or was it too close over them? Too close to them.
They saw it.
What do they think it was? Did they think it was a UFO?
They know what it is. That's why they're scrambling. They're scrambling. They're calling it Mossad. They're calling it problems. They're calling it everything except what it is. They're saying it's Muslims. They're saying it's the Muslims. We got to protect from the Muslims. And the Muslim is aliens.
Yeah, you mean any panic or what they say, creating fear in the mainstream media is an extension of the fear of the UFOs, UFIs.
That is correct.
Right. Has that been going on for 30 years or more, or is that just recent because of the showing up now, that the UFOs are part of our experience here in Washington
Wrong question. See, in the big now, it applies yes is the obvious answer, but you can't ever justify that because if you didn't do any aspect or part, would all of it been obfuscated? Well, we don't know. You've done this several times already, you see? So you can't gauge it that way. It's like the big process. It's like, did I knock it out of the park? I don't know. I'm not up to bat yet. See how it goes? I'm not up to bat yet.
No, I don't know what you're saying. You're talking about obfuscation. Okay. What are you saying? Mm-hmm. I'm saying is you say the historical struggles that are manifested in the media, the hidden ground of them is the aliens, the two groups of aliens fighting. How long has that fight been going on?
Just next Tuesday.
No, it started during Trump's administration.
It's always been, but it's going to start next Tuesday.
Right, but the battle...
See how we're bantering with you? We're bantering with you on purpose because of the condition. The responses don't equal the amplitude.
Yeah, but the responses of what? The Pentagon?
Your question.
The response of the Pentagon?
Your question. Well, what they're presenting. They're saying it's the everything except for what it is. And they don't know. Sort of. They do, and they don't. They know aspects of it. They know some things happen. They know what's going on in the Pentagon. They know that they're trying to control, but they think that's all there is. And now they're finding out that's a drop in the bucket.
Well, they bombed the Surfside building. They bombed the Surfside building because they knew the aliens, the 154 aliens people, were in there, or they just were out trying to get McAfee's four computers.
All that. It's more than four. But, yes, all that. All that connects. And, see, that's how McAfee got the information, was from those very same aliens. He's not that smart, you know.
He's communicating with them?
Sure. That's how he got the antivirus prospect in the first place, Bubby.
Well, what's different about what I'm going to do with the aliens?
For nothing. You sound as silly as he does most often.
So there's been many people who have had contact with the aliens and have with the new aliens, or do you mean the old aliens?
No difference. In our world, there's no difference. Just
Bill
like,
McAfee.
Just like Watson. Just like Watson and Alexander Graham Bell. Alexander Graham Bell. Watson, come help me. That's how it works. From a fire.
Bell and Watson interacted with humanoids.
Correct.
They saw them.
Correct.
So that's the big secret of science, is that the names of science, the great scientists, got their stuff from, got help from the aliens.
Yeah, and I mean, it is absolutely ridiculous what we're fixing to say, but it's important if you can understand how it's presented even from the 1800s or the 1600s or the fill in the damn blank. The Doctor Who episode of Torchwood, the Torchwood Institute.
Mm-hmm.
It's very significant. It shows you how this time-space thing, there's always been this society trying to protect the little men that can't know that they're in dire straits.
How are we in dire straits?
Because you're fixing to lose your Earth.
And that's been the case for thousands of years?
Been building every day. The world's been burning since the world's been turning. We didn't cause the fire. We think it was
Leonardo da Vinci.
We think it was
Leonardo da Vinci.
Galileo.
Leonardo da Vinci didn't get the. Come on. Leonardo da Vinci didn't get.
Drinker.
Come on. Don't speak when I'm speaking. Leonardo da Vinci got his helicopter drawings and all these things from an alien?
No, he got it from a window. He had a special window where he could see things, and that came from the interaction with the aliens. Mm-hmm.
Ah, he interacted with them, but he didn't...
Through a window. Right.
Did he just see their objects, or did he see humanoids? He didn't see humanoids.
Do you know the famous pot of flowers? What's his most famous pot of flowers?
I don't know about that. No, I don't know anything about a pot of flowers.
So, yeah, he painted these pot of flowers. It's very significant. They're like sunflowers or stupid flowers, a pot of flowers.
Yeah.
That's where it all started. And that became very, very famous because they weren't this world's flowers. And those flowers, when he painted them, did not exist. That's the only way it didn't get burnt or thrown in a brush pile or covered up or somebody wiped their feet with it.
He saw the flowers through a window, literally a window.
Yeah, that special window. That's correct.
But Galileo interacted with your term humanoids. That's an alien pretending they making themselves look like a human, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Galileo interacted with a humanoid.
Okay.
Has J.W. interacted with humanoids consciously?
We have to say yeah. We have to say, yeah, he don't like to talk about it. He don't like to talk about it just because he thinks it's because that everybody should be able to. And so he just noticed them. That's the way he would do it. But we'll give you a dollar if you can get him to talk about it. Because he ain't telling. He ain't telling.
So he did he know about the UFO factor as we unfolded on him over the last 13 years? He always knew there was the alien factor.
We like your word factor. It's a little more to it than that. It's almost like it would be like an absentee father. You have a daddy, you just don't know who it is. You always had your aliens, you just didn't know who they were. You see, and that's the kind of that sort of. And then the Bible, very clever. It lays it all into the goddamn angel business. Everything an angel this and a ship, a wheel and a wheel came over the earth. And it was a circle and it was big and it had wheels and cogs inside of it. And then we're going to make spacely sprockets out of that. And Ezekiel saw the spaceship and he described it in details. And he saw their faces and they had four faces and they would turn and they would change. See, they had even examples of it laid out. They're pretty succinctly. And tell us again what happened to Enoch. Tell us again what happened to Enoch.
Right. So in the UFO subcultures out there, people studied UFOs for years, the MUFON organization. Has any of those people met with humanoids and knew they were humanoids and profited from it.
No. You maybe.
No, what? They didn't know. They met with humanoids.
They didn't know they interacted. But they didn't know it. They weren't aware of it. And did they profit from it? Somewhat, but not the way they should have.
Right. So what's different about my engagement from JW Interactive and many other scientists?
You're the standard. You're the standard. You are the standard. And no one else on the earth is as narcissistic. You're the best narcissist of anybody that's ever been a narcissist. Now, that's pretty narcissistic, isn't it?
Does it help to be a narcissistic? To be narcissistic?
Can't change
it.
We tried to breed it out of you, Bob, but we ain't had any luck with it yet. So guess we're just going to go with it, Bob. We're going to go with it.
Is it? Does he have to be a narcissist to engage with the humanoids like Alexander Graham Bell did?
Oftentimes it helps because it takes you out of the picture. You know you're going to win. You know you're filling the blank. It's going to be about you and yada, 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 yada. You know that, you see.
So what's different about my meeting and why the Bible talk about it? What is it?
Because you have to save it. You have to save it. That's why they did the Church of the Subgenius in the first place. It's because of you.
Right. Did Alexander Graham Bell know what
you.
The state? Right. Did he know the stakes of the existence of the humanoids and his interaction with them?
No.
Did he know it would lead?
No.
So that's new information about the interaction with the humanoids or the new aliens or aliens in general.
In general. Now, sometimes you get it totally twisted up, and sometimes it's people from your future that is a version of you. You see? You can't argue that.
Yeah.
And we won't argue it because there's only the one big now. There's only one next Tuesday. Just one big next Tuesday. Like, what does that even mean? It's crazy.
The perspective I'm speaking from in the world has no one has that in the world. That's why the actualization of it is next Tuesday.
Correct.
That's
correct.
Where we see something
and
new.
See,
that
and
we
what happened.
Yeah.
And that's right. And now, there's some things going to happen. It's going to blow. Now, this is not fair and this is not right, but just get over it because we're going to do it anyway. So if you don't like this, go to the beach or take a piss or whatever you want to do. We're going to do this. Some humans are fixing to get blasted with something and they're going to become superhumans. They're going to become...
You're saying some humans are fixing to get blasted. They know about it? Mm-hmm. They know how to do it?
No.
Or they don't know?
No. They don't know. They have no clue. They don't even have an idea. It would be like all of a sudden Clinton doesn't stammer. All of a sudden his elocution is perfect. Because he has good things to say, but he's hard to listen to. Because he's not sure what he's not sure. So he stammers over the words because he's not sure.
Yes.
King Albert had the same trouble. Albert had the same trouble. Had good things to say, but couldn't get it out.
Queen Victoria's husband.
Yes, very good. You're so excellent.
But,
that's great.
But you call him king. He wasn't a king.
Prince Albert.
What?
We call him king. He was a king.
Yeah. In the sense that he ran Victoria's regime?
World.
Mm-hmm. World. Yeah. Okay, back to you were saying that some people are fixing to get blasted.
Let me finish that. We didn't finish that sentence. We were once again interrupted, but that happens. We take it. We can't do it, but we have to take it. So you didn't ask this part. Yeah. Normally we would make you ask, but we're giving you this is your serendipity part. What happens is they're going to get blasted, and they're going to become like superhuman all of a sudden. They're going to be able to do stuff, and they're going to be able to know stuff, and they're going to be like the remember the movie where the woman had the gut thing in her gut, and it made her super smart, and she became AI, and every day she got smarter, 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 so she took over everything. It's kind of like that. It's coming from the alien side. That's going to be very significant, and it's going to be quite the anomaly. They're going to try to hide it, but it's going to, like every goddamn thing else, it's going to leak out. Like everything else, it's going to be capitalized on. But you see, Bob, here's the rub right now. You do these things, okay? And if you make a living, and if you make a profit, and if you are rich, then people hate you. And if you're white, then you're a racist. And if you're straight, then if you're gay, you're okay. But if you're straight, then you're misogynistic. Don't make no sense. When people do what they're going to do. But this shift is going to take all that out of the picture. So you're going to call those humans, those superhumans, might be superfluous maybe before it's over with, but these superhumans, they're going to become the standard. You see. Remember when they used to do the indigo children and all that ridiculous bullshit?
Yeah.
That crap?
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
You know, where did that go? Where did the crystal liquors go? Where are the crystal liquors when you need them? So
right.
There's the rub. You're going to see that. Okay. Now, we have other problems.
No, we're going to see people become something that the crystal liquors thought they were going to be or their children
correct.
Were going to be and didn't get there.
Correct. Correct. That's correct.
How many are you talking about? A million across the planet? How many people?
Probably not that many, Bob. Probably not that many. We'll let you know. We'll get back to you on it because we don't want to mess it up. We don't want to mess it up. Because, see, they don't
but
know
But I don't
it.
Get
people,
that
some,
effect. Yeah.
No.
I don't get
well,
that
Well, you're
effect.
Already... Like, you can't be, when you're the best thing that's ever been on the planet Earth, how do you get better than the best, Bob? There's nothing better than
okay.
you. So how do you better
right.
that? Let's
yeah.
take care of it. Let's cut him up into little pieces so everybody can have a little piece of Bob. Why don't we do that? Hey, everybody can have a little piece of Bob in their pocket. Picking up Bob parts and put them in your pocket. It'd be good. Things that fall off. Hey, we can make it on the website and say, things that have fallen off of Bob's body. Things that have fallen off your body, we can sell it. We can sell it, Bob. We can sell it. When she cuts your hair, we can sell little locks of hair, and you can.
Okay, and these people are gonna. They don't know. They will know it. They will feel their new abilities, but don't know how it happened. It won't be identified with my meeting with the aliens, and others will. Entrepreneurs will exploit them. They'll make a lot of money.
Try to.
Is what you're saying.
Try to. Great, but see, here's the rub. Here's the problem. That's exactly where we were going with this conversation. Hey, Bob. They have it. What good is it now? What good is money now? What does money do? You go, well, it'll buy me a library. It'll buy me a truck. It'll buy me whatever, fill in the blank. It'll buy me a dehydrator, raider, something. Okay, that's fine. I mean, there's no problem with that. That's not an issue. But it's like, okay, is that all we're going to do? What does this for? What does this for?
They'll have the money to buy stuff to do the what for. I don't know why you're saying
if there's something to sell. If there's something to sell.
Why wouldn't there be something for sale?
Well, we're trying to order something, Bob. Try to order something.
So that commerce is shutting down. Commerce, the roots of trade, the economic pathways of commerce are being shut down. Why are they being shut down?
The channels are closing. The channels are closing because the earth and problems therein are a problem. I mean, we didn't mean to start this as a whole conversation, but we had to drop this on you to give you a taste of it because you're fixing to hear a ton about it. And we wanted you to have time to go to the beach, you know, when you go play with those vulgar people. We wanted to have you an opportunity to sort of consider. It's like, well, you know, Crazy Ion said that blah, 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 and it's an interesting thing for you to consider or think about.
Yes, the shutting down is caused by people getting mad at each other, nations not trusting each other, or
they already don't. They already are. The EMP
happens. No, it's not the EMP factor, right?
Nope.
It's not that.
No, that's not that. No.
So what is it that's causing things to be shut down?
You destroyed the economy. You destroyed the economy.
People are still doing parts of the economy. Okay,
well,
take
parts. Yeah, they sure are. They're doing parts. They're sort of living. Yeah, they're still sort of living, Bob. Yes, they are. They're sort of. And then next thing you know, you want to go to the store and buy a piece of meat, and you have to have a mortgage application because the damn thing costs $2,000 for a stupid steak. It used to cost $2.
Oh, you're talking about the effect of banning the unvaccinated.
And that's just a symptom. Because that's what Carolyn's the only one that's noticed this. She's the only one who's noticed this. She says, wait a second, we're missing something here. They're making this all be about fill in the blank. And it has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with that at all. That has nothing to do with it. Vaccination doesn't have anything to do with COVID. It's the getting this in this in from getting this stuff in your body at all cost. And that's what
the mRNA
at all cost.
What the mRNA has to get into the body, and the people who believe that and are getting it into our food, what do they think they know that that has to be done? Do they actually think they're saving people?
No, they had a meeting, and this is more that humanoid interaction that it's going to get so bad that you're going to have to start killing people. It'll become the Soylent Green. They're going to have to start eating the babies. And so rather than do that, let's just vaccinate everybody, and those that don't ascend are going to die. Now we let them die rather than have to be forced to kill them.
And the aliens
see, now
are
the
part
guff
of
is
the
closed.
Committee.
The guff is closed. Yes, the guff is closed. So there's nowhere for them to go. So it's a kind of counterintuitive to now fill the earth with zombies for the zombie apocalypse because there's nowhere for them to go.
Look, the aliens are meeting with the humans, the Davos Forum Committee or the World Economic Forum or Schwab and those people, somebody, or are they people we don't know? We don't know their names, right? We don't know who this committee is.
You know some of them, not all of them.
Okay. They're meeting with the aliens, so they've had contact. That's the old aliens. And the aliens are guiding them in killing off humanity because people will be, what? They're going to die, but there's nowhere to go, so they're going to hang around. Well, that we'll just make more of them if we kill them off. More ghosts.
Basically, right. That's why it's so counterintuitive that this is the only way to go. It don't make no sense. But,
but the aliens are guiding them, and the aliens want to get rid of us.
Correct.
That's the old aliens. The new aliens have the same agenda?
The new aliens just want the Earth, and the only thing you're fighting for is for the Yamaka, the Yamaka continent. That's what you're fighting. That's what you're about.
Right. And that's above 33rd parallel, the reintegrating of the continents north of the equator, north of the 33rd parallel.
Correct.
Now, the old aliens, they didn't want the Earth?
They didn't see any value in it. It's kind of like it's like bearer bonds, Bob. They don't see any. It's like those Morgan Stanley bombs that bonds that fell out of the top of the World Trade Center. They didn't have any value anymore. So, yeah, they could, but what's the point?
Oh, why a lot the old of aliens?
They didn't see the Earth as having any value.
Right. Why are the old aliens encouraging the killing of humans? What's
too many
of them?
They're just knowing that it's too many. It's too many. Too many. Too many. Too many.
Do they like it here?
Well, they don't know. They ran out of place to be. They want to go back to Andromeda.
Okay.
Obviously.
Are they from Andromeda also, even though they're not human?
No. They are not.
They're not from Andromeda, but they want to go back. But they want to go back there.
Yeah.
Well, they're not from there. Why is that their home?
Because that's where they lived. It's like City Island's not your home, but you could go back there.
So they lived there at the beginning with Ophanel, when Ophanel took over Andromeda?
Somewhat. Not every time.
Right.
You're reaching. You're doing good, but you're reaching. And so we're going to say, okay, but it won't hold soup very long. It's not a very good soup tureen, Bob.
It's just typical, more chaotic. It's not so orderly.
That's
unfolding.
That's we like that. We like that.
Right.
That's likable.
But the new aliens, they want the place. They have a different motive than the old aliens.
That's great. They're more aggressive. Well, they know it's all
right.
And see, they're going to present it in such a way that it's almost over. Go ahead and give it up. You're not going to last another minute. What do you care? Get out while you can. Come on now. This is stupid. You're going to waste everything over something stupid, over something silly that don't even matter anyway. Go ahead. Step out of the way. Come on.
Well, that's another factor. Is the world, the poles are flipping. It's going to be dangerous for humans. The AL2SO4 is going to kill humans. So, and then we're going to go supernova, though that's not a million years away. That's 100 years away, the supernova.
Nice. It's a very nice Tuesday.
Right. So this imminent demise of this environment humans aren't ready for it. They are. They can handle. No, they want to go back to. No, they want the earth. They think they can handle the earth that the.
Yeah, but the earth's going back too. That's what we're riding. You're riding on the earth, Bob. It's this ship. It's basically a car. They want to ride in the car. They don't want the car. They don't want the whole car. They just want to ride in it. And the other ones don't want to ride in it. They want the whole car.
Who wants to ride in it? The new aliens? And they don't want the whole car.
The new aliens just want to ride. And the old aliens just want to ride in the car. No. Yes. The old aliens just want to ride in the car. The new aliens want to take over the car. They want the whole car. They want to control it.
On the way back to Andromeda. They want to get to Andromeda.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So everybody wants to go to Andromeda. Is that a special place in the, quote, universe?
Just call it, some call it heaven. Some call it paradise. Some people call it Canaan. Canaan. We said Canaan 3 or 4 times. You have to ask Bert how many times we said Canaan. Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's time to bring up this point. There may be a little bit more about these details, but the on post office hours yesterday, you mentioned the human angel construct. So I get from that the aliens are interested, and the new aliens are interested in human angel construct. They want to find out how they fit in the hierarchy of creation. They're not sure what they are,
uh-huh.
and Ian has the answer?
Apparently.
Right.
Apparently.
So even though the new aliens want to go back to heaven, they, first of all, find it very important to interact with Ion. They're willing to negotiate with Bob over this, as pissed off as it might make them. They got to do it, get access to Ion. What is it they get from Ion that affects their journey back home? Or nothing affects it?
We get them
they
a
get
seat.
Something else.
We can get them a seat.
Mm.
We can tell you. Humans, we can tell you. We can tell you, and you have heads up. And once you have heads up, then you become Rumpelstiltskin. I know your name.
You mean you can tell me how to recognize them, or you can tell me that this is what they want, and we may not know because they're humanoid. They look human. You're exposing them.
Correct.
Otherwise,
and that's why they got to get us. They got to get to us, and they'll do anything for you as long as they can get to us.
To stop your exposing of them?
Mm-hmm.
Or they want to control what I can reveal, and they want some things hidden.
Correct.
So
agreed.
It makes that you agree. So I've been sort of saying this to Bert and a few people listen. There's something special about the human. That's why they can sit on the right hand of God. And the angels are incomplete in relation to the human factor, the human constituent.
Yeah.
And
they're like in a caste system. They'd be the ones who schlepped the mosh pit.
Even though they can travel and do all kinds of intergalactic communications that we can't do yet.
Mm-hmm.
But they're doing it out there in the desert. They're not in the human reality of Earth.
That's correct. That's correct.
They can't. And so they want some questions. They want answers about that. They want to figure out the human-angel construct. What's the difference? And Ion is the way they can do it. The way of them knowing themselves. It's a new ayahuasca. You take a drug and know yourself, right?
Or maybe don't know yourself. You recognize yourself for the very first time.
Right. So are they monitoring as much as possible our 33,000 hours we've done? They're trying to learn?
Yeah. And see, we keep it so fluffy. We keep it so fluffy. You can't really take anything of it serious. You can't take it serious. But it's very serious. But you can't take it serious. And we play and play and play until we don't. And then all of a sudden when we don't, it's if you notice it's serious then. You notice that?
Yeah. Okay, so so much of
you're doing good, by the way.
Yeah, so much of our cultural history. I was talking to Cameron last night about the greats, Plato, the canon, Harold Professor Bloom called it. So all these famous people that somehow culturally we put great significance on them, from Alexander Bell back to maybe a major pharaoh or something. The hidden factor of the greatness, quote greatness, was their interaction with the humanoids, which I mean by that the aliens that look like humans. Correct? The humanoids,
yes, correct,
is the big factor.
Yes. Yes.
And there have been writers who have theorized that in the 20th century. Mm-hmm. Maybe Zechariah, yes, Sitchin did. Did Sitchin, yeah, meet the aliens? Did he know what he was talking about, or he just
no? He
thought?
Knew. He knew the he got reference. It's the way Lewis gave reference to. Well, look at the Thompson quadrant. Where did all that come from? Same thing.
That's Krishnamurti and the Theosophists. Did Krishnamurti meet in a humanoid?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And everybody who did, Alexander Bell and Galileo, they understood you don't talk about it. Did they understand,
right,
or was there a threat? If you talked about it, the humanoid would kill you?
They watched other people who did, and they ended up badly.
Ah, who's now? Did any of those people produce a book or two that we know of them? We know that died.
Edward V did.
He got killed. There's people like Ben Jonson, I think, was a competing playwright with Shakespeare. I think he died young. And
he was murdered.
Or the other guy, Christopher somebody. Did they get killed?
Yeah. And then they let it go. It's like people die every day. But it's a problem.
Who let it go? The humans around that they had no clue? They let it go about the mystery of it. So,
yeah.
Did Shakespeare meet a humanoid?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, and the other major one was the one that wrote Tom Thumb. Remember him?
I don't know that, no. I know the story, but I don't know who wrote it. No, I don't. But the thing is, this is why
the ghost
it's
of
not,
what was it? The Ghost of Christmas Past. Who wrote that?
Oh, Charles Dickens.
Yeah, very good. You
so
did it all by yourself.
Dickens made the contact. So
yeah, he wrote about them and said they are apparitions. And then the heat oppressed brain, you know, you keep going and keep going and keep going, you run into things that where they make these references, these strange references that all of a sudden really, really, really start to apply. You got it?
Yeah, when he wrote about it was called The Toady Tree, an article he wrote about 1854 or something. It's in a collection of his journalism when he was just a journalist, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And he writes about the toy tree, these people sucking up to power, irritatingly Uriah Heep kind of people. And he names it Dobbs. And Dobbs always knew a lot, very irritating toady, but he knew a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be someone in my lineage that had contact with the with the humanoids that Charles Dickens met?
It was very irritating. It might have been you.
Right. And so I facilitated him meeting the humanoid?
Yes.
Right. So, okay. So so what we have here, John the Revelator and Nostradamus, they said, okay, we know they knew about the humanoid factor. Revelator and Nostradamus, right? So they say there's going to be a point where this secret will be known, and it'll be done by a guy named Bob Dobbs. That's the change. That's why it was significant in human history that they will get this awakening, enlightening of what's really been going on in the world, which the Evergreens originally told me that generally on the radio net, I told people about what some people knew that the average person didn't know that the quote elites knew. And I was exposing what they knew. And now with ION, it's even more precise what I'm exposing that elites know, but not the
delineation. The delineation now is clear. The delineation is now clear.
Well, it will become clear when we have the meeting.
Yeah, of course.
Or, since I'm the first person to talk to non-physical, Carol and I, we found out this stuff, and that's mm-hmm. what you call clear delineation. We found a voice, a source of information that knew the story and could be patient enough to wait around as we learned it. Right?
Fair enough.
That's the unfolding of the delineation. So many people in the Pentagon know about the humanoids. They know that they made technology. Our digital technology was made by them. We call it associated with the Pentagon or some of the corporations. They know, sort of, unless they've actually heard us. They've figured out the role of, that we're going to do, that we are going to make this known. And a lot of them feel threatened. They won't profit as well in the dark. People not knowing.
They're challenged.
They'll be challenged.
See? Because it's kind of like you. It's what's wrong with Greg Duffel. Same thing. He doesn't want to be challenged. He wants to do anything to be a part. He just wants to be heard. But he doesn't have a beef with anybody. He just wants to be the star or allow you to have him be a star. And as long as you need him, that's all I need to talk about and everything else. And then I'm going to say the same things over and over and over again, and I'm going to round about and hear myself explain something before I ask the question. See, so that's the problem or the good part.
But it's quote, human nature. The corporations, the Kissingers are like that too. Elon Musk, they all want to be the person that controls the blame, isn't it? It's not right or wrong, but who...
No, it's not who wins, not whether you win. It's not whether you win or lose. It's how you place the blame.
Right. So with the advantage of Ion and the aliens, I'm in the position that power wants to place the blame.
Correct.
Not that I'm going to do it in the old-fashioned way. But the point is, Ion becomes the center of power very quickly soon, as you said to Carolyn. It's going to happen real fast.
We're acting like it's already happened. We act like it's already happened to us.
Well, it has.
And y'all don't. Exactly. But we have the hardest time trying to convey it to you humans.
Yeah. Are Carol and I pretty good at taking it in, understanding it?
You are
now.
Just
stubborn like...
You are now. You were stucky for a long, long time.
Right.
You're terrible for a long time, but you're better now. Because you're starting to see it. See, that's the point.
Yeah.
You're starting to see it.
And we're starting to see it because we're now ready to see it. We've made ourselves ready in some ways.
Well, and you've not pushed against it. You've not pushed against it, so you don't have the issue that's a problem. You see what
right.
I mean?
Right, yeah. So, say it again. We didn't push against it, so we didn't make a problem out of it. Is that what you just said? You said the word problem. How'd that sentence go?
The condition of the problem of the issue is the problem. The problem is the issue, and the issue is the problem.
Right, and I would be surprised that many people who were given, if they were given this opportunity, say the Rockefeller family, they'd be crazy about it. They wouldn't be balanced for some reason. They'd resist
it.
Well, what is in them? Is that sin in them? The resistance to knowing?
Yeah, you can call it that. It's perfectly normal to call it that. It doesn't apply because it's kind of like, oh, okay, so now it's a sin. Oh, it's a sin thing. See, we're not talking about it like that. So, okay.
No, I don't mean it that way, but it's a deep... resistance
but
to awareness is... Yeah, other people get not a good word for them. Okay, getcha. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, they seem to be... They want to be in charge. They believe in their will, and this threatens their will. For some reason, Carol and I aren't as threatened at the loss of apparent loss of will.
It challenges their capacity. It challenges their capacity.
To me, it seems like people need purpose. I operate without purpose, apparently, and I'm sort of okay with it. But a lot of humans need a purpose or something to justify breathing. Right? That's a weird condition.
Maybe.
In human nature.
A little strange.
For you. But so since COVID, a lot of humans have been forced to not work, and they started to get slack. They started to say, what the hell am I trying to be a willful, purposeful person? I don't need to be purposeful.
Well,
is that what they're discovering?
How does that help me? How does having a purpose help me? I'll just lay right here, and they'll bring me the food, and they'll let it slide down my throat hole. It'd be great. I like it.
Right.
You've been living that way for years.
Right. So the COVID, you said to Carolyn that the vaccination and the COVID, they're all the wrong terms. That's not what's happening. But we
Correct.
Can say that that when J.W. Ryan announced me as boss in 2019-2020, that started to collapse and brought in slack for everybody, which is being interpreted as a horrible decimation of humanity. But actually,
it is
the beginning of the old humanity.
Right. But see, there's the rub. That's the only one they know. See, their life is miserable and it's terrible, but it's the only one they recognize. We're gonna get rid of this inherent vice. Oh, okay, but I would miss it so. It's like a meth head. They don't understand why they dope sick, but they dope sick. They don't know why. They don't know why they're dope sick, but they're dope sick.
But the new aliens have the same problem. They want to know who, in fact, they really are or what they're made of.
And how that applies.
Yeah, they may not be able to take the knowledge that Ian would give them if Ian ever did.
Correct.
Or some of them could take it, and some couldn't, like humans.
That's also
some could.
Correct. That's also correct.
Right.
That's an as well, yes.
Okay, so a few months after starting to talk to Ion in March 2009, one evening we looked at the sky and we saw a ET or a vehicle or a cloud as a vehicle. You said it was a vehicle, and you said, that's us in the future coming back and watching us. Was that future actually 2030? So that's 21 years from 2009. Or is it a future that's quite you would call it, a lot of things have happened, a lot of changes in society and traveling and space or living. Oh, okay. Is that the UFO that we saw that was us come back to look at us? That was from Andromeda.
Yes.
Right. That was from Andromeda.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. So that's going to happen pretty soon.
Do you feel better? Do you feel better getting that off your chest, Bob?
Getting what off my chest? I'm getting stuff put on my chest.
Your little Soylent epiphany you just enjoyed.
About the future and coming back and looking at us. Okay.
Correct.
And we talk about heaven and Andromeda, but it is not a physical location. It is a physical experience. But it's not an asteroid. We're not living on an asteroid or some little moon or planet.
You don't know that. You don't know. You don't have
it
any
might
knowledge.
Look
you
like
don't have
that.
Any way to validate. You have no way to validate that statement of truth or fiction. So, okay. You know, we're like, well, yes, we agree, Bob, whatever you said. It don't matter.
Yeah, it might That's be a true. Heaven where anybody can have any environment they want. They make their own
And some say, and Thomas Pynchon said that's the way it is anyway. So
what
you gonna do?
Right. Okay. So we got a clear view of our history And Ophanel always knew all this stuff, and he had aliens in his group of Coathanites, so he was always working with this. So Ophanel had an advantage over people because he was on a working dialogue with the different alien groups, not necessarily the new aliens that are coming, but the alien factor in our experience. He had the advantage of knowing them, which you say is the characteristic of the reptilians or the Lemurians who occupy certain positions of influence. They have that advantage because the human doesn't know that they're a Lemurian or a reptilian.
Correct.
We agree. That's all they have.
We're just going to let that be. That needs to be further developed, but there's no point. You know, it's not worth it.
Yeah, because the David Icke myth of the reptilians is not accurate about what these different beings from Easter Island were when they encountered the Roman ships 2,000 years ago, right? They were.
Boy, that was a lot of words.
Well, they're not reptilians, or they are reptilians.
They are reptilians, as you said. It just took a lot to get it out.
Right, but they are humans. They are forms that are from somewhere else. They're not native to Earth.
Good.
So they're a variety of aliens.
Can you call it a hybrid? Then why can't you call it a hybrid?
If they can look humanoid, they're that. What I understand is a hybrid. So we have this. You said the other day, the most important thing going on right now, what McLuhan would call the hidden ground, is this alien issue and the battle of one alien group with another alien group. That's been the scene behind our history, but now it's become the foreground since Hitler.
Agreed.
Since the Nazis. Yeah.
Agreed.
Okay, so the way I understand it, maybe not the history. Well, the history you've given me, maybe I uniquely know that. Then we play it on Saturday, so a lot more people know it. But how many people are pretty close to knowing that on the planet? 1 million? 1,000? 433? No.
A lot. It's a lot, but they don't. No one has all of it. That would be like saying, how smart is Bert? Okay, Bert's really smart.
Right.
Okay, how much does Bert know everything? Well, pretty much he's getting there. But is somebody else also smart? Yes, they are, but they may not know what Bert knows. So there's a lot of people included in the bigger conversation, the confab, but very few have the same level of dichotomy. See, Hendiades kicks in, and now the by two is where you get sideways.
The by two?
One by two.
What was the sentence before that? That the dichotomy does something? You said the dichotomy.
Yeah. The dichotomy, if you include it that way, a bunch of people are. But if you make everybody be in the same boat of how smart Bert is, then the number goes way, 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 way down. Way down.
Right. So at this point, Carol and I know something that no other human knows.
Well, y'all know a lot of stuff that no other human knows.
But this alien factor,
Carol won't even talk about it. And Bob will talk about it and then make it such a way he'll obfuscate it and say, yes, I'm taking over the world. Yes, I'm this. Yes, I'm that. And so he's actually telling you, Bob, hey, Bob, how do you like us talking about you in the third person like you're not right here? Isn't that fun? So Bob lays it off. Carolyn says, don't you tell it. Don't you tell it. And I says, no. I'm going to tell it such a way that nobody will believe it. And then when it comes true, they can say, well, I told you Biden was going to win the president. I bet $4 trillion on Biden being president. I want my damn money. Yeah. It ain't good, no good for nothing, but I want my damn money. Okay. So, see the rub? And if you don't give me my money, I'm going to get all the money, and I'm going to give everybody so much money that money ain't going to have no damn value. I'll fuck you. Do you want to say something? Say something. Say something. I'll show you. Oh, you're going to tell me I don't qualify for your edumacation? All right, I'll show you how edumacation works. Next thing you know, ain't no schooling nowhere. And now, just to let you know what you've done, used to, if you walked into a goddamn bank with a mask on, they would shoot you in the face. Now, if you walk into a bank without a mask on, they shoot you in the face. Go figure that one out, Bob.
Okay, so back to the point I was making. He said, right now, Carol and I, in the past hour, we've learned something that nobody else had clearly spelled out. Now, we're then going to play it, and anybody else, within their capacity of accepting it, will know what 99.9% people, even of the elite, don't know. Correct? That's what will be revealed.
Correct. And what's happening is the issue is you're basically getting rid of the elite. See, that's why we fuss so hard. We fight so hard with Duffy and his ridiculous stuff because he's trying to make everybody on the planet be equal. And if somebody ends up with one more slice of bread than someone else, then that's an anomaly. And if they don't get too much bread, okay, that'll be fine. But if they do, we're going to take that bread away from them so that everybody has the same amount. And we say that never works because they're going to get it back anyway. They're going to get it and take all the money away from everybody. It's going to go right back the way it was in a matter of a second. No problem. Yeah. Like it or not, want it or not, do it or not. You don't make any difference. Now we're negotiating, aren't we?
It's almost like humans, some will take on the role of being poor just to be different, just to have their individual uniqueness, right? That they think they need.
Or argue just to be obstinate for no better reason than to argue. Oh, no. You like it this okay, then I like it that way. Whatever. What's your point? What are you trying to say? Okay, I'm going to get that. I'm going to get that. And you know people like just like that, which is ridiculous.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, so I will go into some particulars. We've got this big view, and there may be more to learn, and more will come out as we talk the next hour or so. But to make it focused, will the trucker strike stop? No. Will they get back to work? The truckers, the present spreading trucker strike that's happening in North America,
nothing,
I think.
There's nothing to ship, Bob. There's nothing to share.
Oh, yeah. So they're not striking for humanitarian reasons. They're pissed off that they can't continue being truckers.
Correct. And so they're going to mark the strike, the convoy, which is why we played the convoy song and went through all that to do, was because they're all going to Washington to get them a seat at the table.
Yes, is that the same as the Trump march of his part of the military to Crystal City? Is that the same march? They're joining that.
Yes.
Now, you say that Babylon has fallen. Well, knowing about the history of the UFOs is a big factor in Babylon. The elite of Babylon knew that, and they took advantage of it. So this knowledge will come out this weekend. How many people will hear it? Are there people instinctively knowing something's being told, I heard it's those guys over there, I'm going over there this weekend to hear what I hear. Are we getting more and more people rushing over the last few weeks,
Bob,
to hear the show?
Bob. Yeah, Bob, look, you're having callers that come in, first-time callers, first time ever. They know everything. How many? I've been listening to you for 9 years. I hadn't missed a show in 9 years. I've got everything. It's not 33, it's 35,000 hours because I've listened to that many. I logged. Oh my God, how many hours? Yeah. And you're kind of going, that's ridiculous. What are you talking about? I said all these people were listening. Here they're starting to show up and they know everything. When you start saying, okay, you know everything, tell us who Califia is. They go, oh, well, she's the one that made all the money off Ion back years ago. She's dead on the stock market. Got her a man and got her a pretty new, got her teeth fixed. Ooh, she's in new money now. Khaleesi is good. I say, all right, then where's all the gold? And they say, well, it's in the Genesee Valley with Rejoice. And they know all about Rejoice and the green blouse that's so beautiful that she looks, so she does look smart.
Yeah, but wait
in
a minute.
That green
we
blouse.
Have not, there haven't been that many people. We've had three people maybe over the last few months call in, Chris. Well, no, Chris was brought in by Jack, but we had Alan.
No.
And then the guy up in Matt up in Hamilton. Ontario. Mm-hmm. Not that many. Yeah, two or three people. And they didn't know.
Bob, if you had one,
names.
Bob, if you knew one, if you had one, it validates the condition. If you have one, it gives you what tells you what's up. One is enough.
No. You're saying the old, ratings thing. One call from a listener represents 150 people. They used to say that at CKLN. The management would say that. But that's not necessarily so. And we, you say a couple people, it represents what? Millions of people? No. Unless it does, which we don't understand.
It does on Spotify. It does on Spotify.
What, somebody communicates on there and that represents the thoughts of 100,000 people?
They capitalize that into money. We don't know how they do that either. They capitalize that into money. Insane.
Okay, so...
you mean if I go to the show and I don't pay to get in and I don't buy nothing and I don't do nothing, you'll pay me to show up? Yes. Oh, hell. Damn. Come on, Mildred. Let's go. We're going to the Bijou. We're going to the Bijou Theater. They're going to pay us to go watch the show. It's a popcorn free. Oh, yes. All the popcorn you can eat. No problem. It's a carb. It's a carb. You have to carb load to get there. But, yep, you can have it all. It's good.
Can you say it differently? Because people are going to say, come on, Bob. I am exaggerating. You know, you've had two callers the last 3 months. New people. That's not 100,000 or a million or anything. And then I said it does represent that, but I can't prove it. Yep. So what would you say?
We say the same way Spotify capitalizes their music margin of money, which is no money. That's how they make money. It doesn't make any sense, but they do exactly the same way. And then
because they sell
like
it to advertising,
to Fuck Money,
do they sell it to advertisers? Is that what you're talking about?
Okay, yeah.
They sell it to advertisers.
They do that, but then you have, then the next thing you know, you have Fuck Bunny with a billion views. Bob, Fuck Bunny's all right. We got nothing against Fuck Bunny, but we defy you to sit here and say, who sat there and clicked that button a million times? See?
So Spotify got away with surveillance capitalism, which, okay, that book came out recently.
So did you.
What, I got away with it? Got away with something.
Mm-hmm.
But surveillance capitalism started in 2012. Facebook and Google and them, they started exchanging names of people, and they called that wealth. And they made it up. It's not really wealth. And Spotify got in on that action itself. It said, okay, we can lie and pretend we have a billion listeners, and the advertisers will believe it. Is that the basic thing you're saying? That's the ruse?
Correct.
The trick?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
That would be like saying
how many lives has Carolyn saved in her practice? See the
right
word with that? How do you know that?
Right now.
Well, no, she saved them once, but then they died later, so they're still dead. You can't count that one. Nope, that one don't count. That one's dead too. Nope, you can't. Y'all got too many people that she saved on the list. She saved some of them three times. Does that give three clicks? It's just one person? How does that work? Come on now, get something logical going on here. You're getting the talking out of your butthole again.
Well, I always felt since the 50s or whatever, since the Nielsen ratings, that was a made-up number. There was something that you can't tell who's listening and how many. Even though you put audio meters in their homes and stuff they did in the 50s, they made it up. And then once a few corporations got, maybe they bribed to get noticed. Okay, we won this ratings war. And then it built up to an establishment, and that creates the myth, the false story that the Nielsen ratings were accurate. And then all the economy was based on that.
Or the one better than that, it's a New York Times bestseller, Bob.
Oh, yeah, right, that stuff, yeah.
Fuck
okay,
everything
so,
is.
Okay, so particular points. The Prince Andrew, something's going to happen on Monday. It said in the headlines, his case is coming up, his Epstein world, and he took off. He ran away to Sandringham or Balmoral. Is he in big trouble? Is that a sign of the collapse of Babylon, that the royal family is going to suffer and the humiliation?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So he's not going to get out of this one.
Yeah, we don't know. We'll see. Everything we say that's going to end, they wriggle around, so we'll have to see.
Right. Is the Queen irritated by this, that the Babylon's...
Oh, my God, yes. They run around with their crooks and nannies, and Anne is a whore. She's running around sleeping, everything to be still. Charles can't even stay true to his divorcee American bitch lady. And look at Sarah, Duchess of York, What the fuck is her deal? And Fergie, what about Fergie? It's just one disaster after another, Bob. They used to lock the imbeciles up in the royal family. Well, at least the Queen Mum did. They used to lock them up if they were suffering from early onset imbecility. Now they let them run around in the castle, sleeping who they want to, doing what they want to. They got divorced, but we're still living together. Okay, now wait now. Andrew married Sarah, who got divorced, and now they live together because they're together because they're not. Which is worse, marrying a divorcee or living with the divorcee one you divorced? It's just ridiculous what she has to. And then here's her husband, the Duke of Edinburgh, running over people in a goddamn car. Playing, he was aiming. He was 100 years old, running over people. It's a crazy problem.
Problem, but okay. These kids, Andrew and the rest, and Charles, because there's not much for them to do, and they're economically secure, so they don't have to go to an office and be subject to a boss and all the average irritations of life for everybody. Humans, if they had that kind of freedom and autonomy, they'd fuck all the time. Is that the general trend? Yeah, that's what humans like to do. And if you can get away with it, no one notices it, and you don't pay for anything. And if you get pregnancies going, you just do an abortion or sell off the kid. You're totally immune. So humans are very sexual. And as we get into Bob Slackton, more and more people are going to have sex, which is what you predicted to Sabrina 10 years ago. More and more people are fucking, more and more than ever, because that's the best thing for humans to do, or is that get in the way of ascension? I don't think
it
gets in the way of ascension.
No, it doesn't. It gives you that experience of why you would want to ascend. So the question that actually is working in here right now, people are saying, why do I want to ascend? Why do I want to go through all this? Why should I ascend? Is there a reason to ascend? I don't know. It's like a constant orgasm. Well, I've never had a constant orgasm, so I don't know. I don't know. What does that feel like? Is that good? Is that something one should engage, an orgasm that lasts a long time? Won't I get tired of just coming all over the place? Won't the little milk stains get a little all over the rug if we're just always crawling like a little rabid dog running around, or hunching everybody's leg? Somebody come and have you jump on their leg? Is that really something I want to engage? I'm not so sure this ascension thing is wrapped up for me. I'm not sure I can take that much bliss, and maybe more than I can contain. Humans should not be that happy. You should not be that happy. No. This is a far ground from a claustrophobic world swimming in semen. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people actually feel that way, and they're going to die. They can't take the freedom that will be offered in the new situation.
Yep.
Mm. Okay, so...
And Andrew's going to stay in Balmoral for a little while.
Right, but then he's going to maybe have to go to jail.
Nah, he'll probably work out something. Why can't they just kill some people? That's what they normally do. The dead friend. Now, how does that work? The dead friend of my lost enemy is the dead friend of my enemy's brother's nephew. Yeah, that's the way it goes. We deal with something like that. My dead enemies hate me very badly, but I don't notice near like I used to.
Who, in the end, ordered the assassination of JFK?
Mummy.
Rose? Rose Kennedy?
No.
You said Mummy.
Mummy. Yes, who is Mummy, Bob?
The Queen Mum.
Mm-hmm.
The Queen Mum. Okay,
She's a bitch. She's a bitch now.
Right, she's very popular.
Oh, call Carolyn.
Who ordered the murder of Epstein? Jeffrey Epstein. I assume he did get killed.
Call Hillbillery.
You say call? The two of them? Or Hillary?
Yeah.
They're a team.
Hillbillery. Hillbillery. The Beverly Hillbillerys.
Mm-hmm. That's a team. So Glenn
Okay,
Greenwald,
breaking news. Los Angeles Public School Board votes to mandate student vaccinations. Got to do it.
Okay, so there's going to be a lot of demonstrations in the streets, I assume, about that.
It's begun. And see, that's the reason we were fussing about this, and then you'd say, Ion, you're talking about all this stuff. Ion, why isn't that important? Ion, we need to focus on this. I said, don't worry, they're going to be dead. You can talk about it all you want to, but they're going to be dead. It don't really matter. Let them talk now. You're laughing now, but you'll be crying before you go to bed. So the point is, they're making a to-do about all this stuff that you could change. We're not interested in changing it. We will be interested in ascension. And sooner or later, we're going to do this the easy way, or we're going to do it the fun way. You're either going to ascend, or you're going to join the FEMA cramps that are now underground. Now you've got people. We said bunkers a few times. Okay, maybe three, maybe four times. Now people all over the world digging out pits and trying to figure out how to go into the mold, become mold people and live in the ground and put their groceries in this freeze dry count and order. Four freeze dryers, and now the world's trying to get everything freeze dried, trying to put all their dirt in the ground and save themselves, so it's going to be such a miserable living existence. They're going to be like mold people living underneath the ground. Boy, let's get real busy with that. And everybody else is like, let's have a party. We'll be like Wanda Jackson. We'll have a party. Let's have a party. What is it? The Fukushima Mama. Fukuhama Mama. That's it. Fukuhama Mama. Remember that song from Wanda Jackson, the Fukushima? Play that Saturday night. The sweet little girl with a foul, foul mouth. She's still alive.
Right.
She fucked Elvis.
Good. Let's see. And she was young. Like when they fucked when they met, real quickly, right? And then they had a problem.
Yeah.
How do you hide?
She was a looker though. She was a looker, so it's reasonable.
Did she have an orgasm? Was Elvis good in bed?
Oh yeah. No, he was clumsy, but she showed him what to do. Most girls don't have to worry about that. They can go from the engagement. It's different. See, they want connection. Boys just want to come and go. Boys want to come and go. The girls want the security and that connection. And then they lack the power to make the one-eyed monster make the man do what they want done. See, they like that, too.
Yeah. Okay. So the college football is now popular, a big scene. And they show the kids, college kids at big stadiums, and they're all filled up. And they're not wearing masks, and they're celebrating. Well, they're just singing, fuck Biden. They're chanting that.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on with them? Are they, you just said, let's party. Is that the party faction of humans today?
It's fixing to go even more so. And then there'll be a little taste of people starting to die. And then it's, oh, this is serious. It has been serious. Millions are dead, but it's not. Oh, it's getting serious now. Oh, yeah. Then it's like, okay, so now they make a new issue for an issue. But meanwhile, back at the ranch, now we've turned Afghanistan into, made sure that they left enough people in Afghanistan so that they could have Jimmy Carter's Ayatollah Khomeini 202 again. Jimmy Carter ought to have told him when the giants went to visit Jimmy and Rosalind, he should have said, don't leave no damn hostages in damn Afghanistan. It will not go good for you with 25% inflation. See? And look what it's doing. It's exactly. You say, Bob, do we go in circles? Yes, we say this is silly. You learn from the 70s. The bicentennial. Remember the bicentennial? You had all this condition that you could learn something. You could learn something. And what do? You're right back into the same soup right now. Interest rates fixing to go through the roof only at a time when you owe more money than there is money.
Yeah, you.
So you're gonna have to get rid of. You're gonna get rid of the. You're gonna get rid of the money because you've ruined it.
Ruined it. You've ruined it. Is what you mean by ruined?
Yeah, it's ruined. Ruined.
Yeah,
ruined.
It used to say that the Obama era administration was the '60s, but right now we're in 1979. The Ayatollah's coming to power.
Exactly.
Gold is going to go up. The economy's going to inflate. Mm-hmm. Or what do you call
Darwinian
that?
Look and tell Karen. Now, I know Karen says money's vulgar and common people shouldn't be handling it. But look at how much when she packs that vehicle that rides her around at the Costco, and look at her receipt, because you have to have a receipt to get out of the Costco. You wouldn't know such vain things. We understand
right.
that. But she would go through there and look at her receipt of how much money she spent and got half of what she used to get for the same
right.
amount of money. It's crept,
yes.
crept. Now, she don't look at that. She don't care. It don't make no difference to her. That's fine. As long as it's all the right stuff, then that don't make no difference. But anyway,
right.
you know, it gets pretty bad when you start finding out that you really want $17 bag of crackers. $17 bag of keto crackers.
Yeah.
See, that'll give you a little idea. It's kind of like, you lost your... Bob, we should be selling magnesium. It should be $125 a bottle. Crackers are $17, and they're not even that good. They're okay, but they're not even that good. $17, you've lost your damn mind. This is crazy. Who's going to get to pay $17 for it? They do it, because now money's not the issue. See, money's not the issue.
In 1979, price of gold went up, and interest rates soared up to 22% or something. You know, it was unprecedented.
Mm-hmm.
Are we back mm-hmm. in that, or there's no money?
Yep.
So we won't have high interest rates, or we won't have inflation.
Well, no, you got that wrong. Your currency is going to be replaced.
That's how bad.
That's why everybody's talking about the Trump coins. Remember the Trump coins?
Yeah.
We're not
well,
going to say
Bitcoin
anything about
is,
that because
Bitcoin's jockeying to be the new currency.
Nah,
they got a surprise.
They will never make that. Yeah, that'll
right.
never work.
Well, if the aliens come soon and I'm starting a new civilization, I'll get to say what the currency is, correct?
It's drops. The currency is the drops.
Yeah, I'll get to initiate that. And the aliens will agree. They'll agree to anything
mm-hmm.
I say, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Oh,
this
crap.
Would,
tell Carolyn to wait. Tell Carolyn to wait. Damn Southern, $67 a share. This is insane.
Oh, shit.
This is insane.
Oh, fuck.
The
$67.
This is bad. Terrible.
So listen to this. So the aliens worked with humans. Well, we call that Babylon because it was kept secret. So there's a committee working with the aliens, and maybe different cultures got the aliens different times. So the elites of each culture all over the world were in touch and we're working with the aliens. That would have to be worked out in specific details. We won't waste time now. But what is happening under Lockdown Bob Rule is the secret of working with aliens becomes public. It's not a Babylonian secret
correct.
Anymore. That's the difference.
Correct. Correct. And then you find out that the emperor really was no clothes, had no clothes.
Yeah. Okay, so, all right, so I wanted to ask about the queen. So the queen's pissed off. Queen doesn't like how Bob's taken over. It bothers her. But she does take our product, so she gets the benefits of it. Just she's got it's going to be a little more uncomfortable. She won't be able to fuck as much. Or will she be able to carry on fucking as much as she does? Or does she lose that privilege?
Why would
so
she lose that privilege?
Maybe the British people vote to get rid of the monarchy.
What she doesn't care. The British people didn't put her as the sovereign. The people didn't make her sovereign. She'd be just a sovereign, the Queen of England, with or without. She could get rid of the English people. Line them up. Goddamn her great Paul Popo would have killed all the Plantagenets if it had his way. Say something, you Stuart bitch. I'll show you what to do. You're not going to run. You don't run this. I got the army. You don't. I'll kill you. I will kill you. Treason.
But
it's head
on
a
stick. The army could rebel.
But they don't.
How come?
Then she killed him and she killed him too.
Is it because she's so wealthy and it's a network around the world that she can get other bankers in other parts of the world to nail the English people on the products level or something? And so she has a power there economically, right? That's why she can be above it all.
It's not an economy. It's not an economy because it's kind of like for an example, the items inside of Buckingham Palace, she doesn't even own those. They belong to the monarchy, to the country, to the crown. Mm. See, she wears the crown, but she doesn't own it. You see?
Right, and the crown involves some aliens. There's some aliens in there.
Correct.
As part of the committee of the crown.
Yeah, but
okay. And
don't,
so they
don't you don't,
because,
want, Don't go heavy into that. Don't go heavy. Now, Bert will figure that out. Because, see, you better, you, the HMS Charlotte, that's going to come back again. You're going to start hearing about that again very soon.
Oh, that's why the Resolute Desk has this miraculous powers. It's connected to alien technology.
Uh-huh.
Now, Trump has learned a lot about this since he became president. As a matter of fact, the secret list you get when you become president must have some of this information in it, correct? Or it doesn't, because you can't say it.
It does. No, it does. It does. And that's easy, because after a little while, you notice how they come, we ain't going to talk about that. Go proceed on, to tell the people what we're fixing to tell them don't help them. It just hurts them. So there's no reason to tell something that's going to hurt them. We don't need.
Yeah,
it's like why put camphor on your body if you don't need it? It stinks.
Right, and so the queen has the advantage of this kind of high-tech power that the people don't know of. So, but now it's being replaced by the new alien alliance. That's what's upsetting the quote the Babylonian elite, and
That's what got the queen stirred up, because now she's got to now be a god, a sovereign, and a codependent with a goddamn alien race that they don't smell very good, Bob.
Oh, okay. All right. So you say a lot of people got to die to get Bob in the bunker, so they're helping the statistics. The people stealing the water, they drink it and they die.
Yep.
Are there relatives complaining? What the hell? My husband's not here. He died on the job.
They say that's the same thing that's happening with people with all these COVID deaths. People go, they go to church and half the church is dead. And they're like, where'd they go? Oh, they died. Oh, okay. Well, we don't have funerals anymore. Oh, they died. Yeah, they died. Oh, yeah. Oh, didn't you hear? Yeah. Mildred died. Mildred passed away quietly in her sleep. Yeah, she had one neck tip too much of fentanyl, and it killed her dead as a sack of hammers. It was one neck tip too much. It was good, though. It was good.
Yeah, but actually, it was the vaccination caused it, right?
Yeah.
People don't know that. College kids. Is Duck Go?
Yeah, Duck. What is Duck Go? Start using Duck Go.
Are you recommending that?
You can't. Well, see, here for the first time now, all we've ever said is get you a good sharp Googler. Oh, get the Googler. Get you a good old Googler. Get a good big Googler. Get a big hard Googler. That's what you need, is a good old Googler. And now you can't trust the Googler no more. So can't trust it. They'll tell you what they want you. They think you should know. They'll tell you what they think you should know. That's trouble.
DuckDuckGo is not controlled like that.
Well, it'll be corrupted.
Yeah.
It'll be corrupted. You know that. You know that's no big deal.
Okay. The myth is that the young kids, the 20-year-olds, they're trying to maintain their virginity and become conservative sexually, and some of them in college. This is all going to flip into orgies in the end times. With the churches will have orgies. There's going to be a whole explosion of sex because people have been kind of suppressed the last year or two and need to explode out.
But they've lost a lot of flavor all the way around. You see, they're messing up anyway. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of in bad shape anyway. But, it is what it is. Don't seem to hurt too much.
It's an attempt to feel something, and nobody can feel anything anymore.
Basically, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so the military up at the top of Haleakala, they know about the alien history or parts of it, so it's no big deal, but they might be surprised that these guys are showing up, the new aliens, to talk to someone on Maui. Do they understand that part? They do. So there's a lot of different factions surveilling me and Carolyn.
Of course.
Yeah. My meeting with the aliens, you kind of said it'd be in New Zealand, but won't it happen here with the base right up at the top of Haleakala? Isn't that one of the places
we're
going to
see? We're going to see it. We're going to see about it.
Yeah.
We're going to see about it.
All right.
There's too many. See, if it does, it can happen at New Zealand and right there with you as well.
Yes, I'm keen on having a little ride around in the vehicle. That might happen.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
Take me on a tour.
That's easy. That's easy.
Yeah. Okay.
Easy peasy pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie.
You're going on about the gamma burst. Is that connected to the coming sun supernova?
Yes, but not necessarily. I mean, not any more than any other thing. So, you know how that
Haven't
goes.
We always had, yeah, we've always had gamma bursts. But is there something
like
intense
this.
About the...
Not
oh,
this much.
Okay.
Not this much.
But that's because the universe out there is an extension of humans, and humans are going through this new pressure you talk about, and it's causing reactions in matter out there, right?
Well, it's causing interactions with matter out there.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
See the difference?
Yeah. Now, you say there are two suns visible in Australia, and media has been – the people are
Karen's
being suppressed.
Karen got proof of it. She's seen it, too.
Yeah, that was like an uneducated sounding post literate person yakking away.
Good.
They just happened to get it. They just happened to get it. Get the footage.
Yeah, we have to make it in such a way that it seems like that the imbeciles would embrace it.
Right. And up there in Mount Haleakala, the military base. Those guys are not using their telescopes to look at what the hell is going on in Saturn. They're monitoring all the ET things going around the planet, right? It's a surveillance of us more than outer space, wouldn't you say?
Certainly.
They
have all along.
They're seeing, right. They're always monitoring who finds out about the two suns. So there are two suns in Australia, and the government's running around saying you guys have to take vaccinations, and they're making everybody stay home. But they're actually protecting the people from the effect of the two suns. Is it gamma bursts that are coming from the two suns, or what is it?
And they're trying to, they're losing their culpable deniability. Because they're saying, there's no problem. It's like, goddamn, yes, there is a problem. Look, there is so too a problem. What are you talking about? So,
you mean someone's pointing to the two suns as a problem?
Yeah. Y'all not seeing these two damn suns? Come on now.
Well, what do you
think? It gets worse
now.
When the moon starts being able to see the moon, they're really going to trip out.
Right, but is it emitting gamma bursts? The sun's emitting? Is this? Well, it's part of the turmoil.
As well.
Okay, so, the turmoil creates bad scenes. So actually, the elites, vouching them, are telling people it's going to get real bad and you should follow orders and stay home and do the lockdown. Fauci, or people who tell him, he may not know that they're helping people. They're saving them from being zapped by the gamma burst.
Yeah, but
that's
they're going to get dead anyway.
Right. So
home is not going to save you. Being home ain't going to save you. That's
so
the
they
trouble.
Think... They don't believe that it's that desperate, that their works, their efforts to save humans is not going to work. They don't realize that.
As long as they can get fresh babies for their rituals, they don't really care about anything else, Bob.
They really want to play with baby skin, smooth baby skin.
That's the reason they're letting all the aliens in.
The fresh South American
supply.
Human.
Yeah, fresh supplies.
Right. Now, it's because it's quite a sexual delight to touch baby skin. Is that what it is?
No. They get them scared.
Oh, it's
and
the
then
blood.
They, and they drain their blood.
Yeah.
That
keeps them young. And so Alex Jones, he's been ranting about that kind of stuff for years. He's correct on that point. But it's like the vampires don't get it, and they fuck themselves up. These are non-vampire people living on trying to stay alive, and all they have to do is come to Bob and get our products, but they don't want to do that,
correct.
Or they can't believe it, or they don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going with the B quality of rejuvenation, which is the baby's blood. Okay, so it's not perverse sexual acts with the kids. It is to get the fucking blood.
Correct.
The blood or whatever it is in their body that makes them feel young again or makes them look young. So that's a natural. If people knew what would keep them alive, they'd want it. That's why the drops will become the currency, because they'll find out this is what keeps you going, right? That's the most valuable substance on the planet.
So far.
Okay, that's very interesting. Prince Andrew, that'll be his plea. I'm just trying to stay alive, for fuck's sake. What's wrong? It's the best stuff. We'll turn it into a factory. This is a deal they can make. We'll start to sell it to the people, right? And not just keep it to the elites.
Right.
The people would agree with that, wouldn't they? A lot of people say, yeah, give me the baby's blood.
That's right.
Okay, that's good. I have here, I heard you say, you say things on office hours. I think you said it. You actually speak and you say things that doesn't get said other places. And you said Bob's doing okay on his electrolytes this week. And so have I stabilized with the electrolyte effect and don't have to do it, or am I going to keep doing it for another 2 or 3 months until the alien contact?
Bob, you should take your goddamn products all the time. You tell everybody else you should get on my product. Well, you've got your products and aren't taking them. So, you hypocrite, you're supposed to take your own damn medicine, for Pete's sake.
Okay.
Anything that pays for your stupid libraries, you ought to have to engage.
Right. So it's not just a disciplined schedule. It's making me use more of it throughout the day.
Correct.
That's the real – Correct. Oh, that's interesting.
And then once you achieve that balance, then we can say do the maintenance part. See, that's what Carolyn is about. Because we would like to just hammer it like you and be done with it, because we don't want to be fucking with it all day long. But you have to figure out how to do it. And so your way is good, because you don't even have to do that. You can just hit it. Busted up through the day.
My way is good. The new schedule is good. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because you don't have to tote a bottle around that you're drinking out of. You'd have to wash your hands every time you took a sip. That'd be stupid. So
yeah. Okay. So I have here: are the UFOs here to acclimatize myself? Oh, are they around Maui? We're seeing them peeking through here in Maui. That's the beginning of our contact with them. That's the beginning of the meeting. Mm-hmm. We're getting used to them, mm-hmm. right? We do need to be acclimatized.
Yes, of course you do, because if people can't start seeing them, and you get on the thing and you get on the BBC One and you start talking about your interaction with the aliens, they're going, well, who the fuck is this son of a bitch, J.R. Bob? That's Lucifer. That's some devil. There ain't no such thing as aliens. You people have been watching too much TV. You've been watching the TikTok too long. Them TikToks got you all fucked up. You ain't no such a thing as aliens. They ain't no ships. Ain't none of that bullshit. That's a goddamn movie thing. That's Hollywood. So they got to start seeing them so they can listen to what you had to say regarding it.
When they're sitting over 22 cities, that's not going to be deniable. And they're not going to be able to deny that.
And then some say, oh, no, that's over here, that's over there somewhere. The sand niggas did that. We don't got nothing to do with that. That's not us. It's over there, too. All of a sudden, see, it starts to pick up a little bit. See, it picks up. Because now what happens is it opens. It opens. So they're interested in your interaction, because your interaction is real. Your interaction is real.
Great. So, the plan is, Ion's plan and the alien's plan is to be so fucking obvious for the first time. That's part of the revelation of the secret, Babylonian secret. We're going to be here. We're sitting here like that TV show V, and you're going to have to deal with us. And they'll say, who do you want to talk to? What do you want to talk about? Well, we want to talk to Bob. And they go, who? Will there be a lot of them that will interact with the aliens already know it's me, right?
What's going to happen is you're going to end up with a smaller audience. You're going to end up, you won't be mass communicating then. You'll do the same thing you've always done, but it'll be a smaller group. They want to learn. They want to know. They don't really care about Thomas Pynchon, but they like the way you talk about it.
Right. And so you're saying that the first period of meeting will be a bit hidden.
No comment.
Yeah, you have said the first exchange will be more private, and then they'll prepare for the big one on 60 Minutes, metaphorically. We don't know what show it'll be, but it'll be on some major media. That comes later. So you're going to say, the people who...
We're hoping maybe Joy King would pick you up. That might be fun.
I don't know her. Joy King?
No, we're mixing up. No.
Gail King.
We're doing both. They're going to be the same person. We're going to merge them. We're going to graft them together.
Okay, so there are elites in different parts of governments. Hey, Ben Rhodes, NSA guy who covered up the Snowden stuff or lied about Snowden. That's Glenn Greenwald's new exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
A guy like that might know. And they know, okay, we're waiting for the aliens to become obvious. Then we know it's going to be Bob, and we're going to be part of those early meetings. We're not going to tell the public yet. We want to get in on the ground floor of that, is what you're saying.
Right.
They want to see if they can get an extra special privilege, even though they're on the second tier. They'll take that. They can't be number one. So they're going to try to control it, and we will let that happen for a while, correct?
Oh, yeah, why not? Let them destroy themselves. It'll be good.
Is this when we get introduced in the party wing of the White House? I don't know if it's the East Wing or the West Wing. You've talked about Bob and Carolyn are introduced to the society of the White House, whoever's president or whatever's going on there. Will it be this group, or that'll be later when we're more well-known?
More well-known.
It's White House. It's later. Okay, so that's why they're monitoring us. They're waiting for this moment. They don't know exactly what's going to happen. So the new aliens have not communicated much with humans so far.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any human
on purpose
other than us? On purpose.
Little bit.
Is there any?
Little bit.
Are there a couple of special humans who are in on what we're doing and they know this is a new group and not the old group?
Jean Dixon.
Is she still alive?
Of course.
Gee, Dixon's been on it. She's been in charge for years, right?
Yeah.
She's been in a special knowing position.
She even made a Betty Ford clinic so they'd have a place to stick Betty Ford.
Wow.
That's pretty good, eh? You drunken sot. We're gonna put you in the rehab. You're not putting me. I'm going to the Betty Ford clinic. You better believe you are. The Betty Ford where you going. You're going to the Betty Ford clinic. That's what you're going to do. Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
So Gene Dixon, like everybody, loves Carolyn a little wary of me, right? That's the common reaction.
Of course.
Usually.
No one can be as special as you say you are, Bob.
And so they make Carolyn more special than me because she's so humble about
it. She's sincere. She's not. She has been deluded in the past, but you're deluded all the time. That's the difference. Even Matt Walsh says that, Bob, on the Matt Walsh show, Bob.
Yeah, who's that? Matt Walsh. That sounds like someone who a new caller.
You can look him up.
Is that?
You can look him
up.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. Who among media celebrities, you know, from Tucker Carlson to Craig Under the Wing, who are those guys, the late night guys? Who, Dave Rubin.
You're talking about Greg Gutfeld?
No. Who among the media names right now, like Tucker Carlson, know about me and Carolyn and the aliens? None of them, correct? I wouldn't let them know.
That's not Sean knows. Sean Hannity knows.
Wow. And he doesn't know, right?
I know. Well, no, we're not mad because he's still going on. He's still going about the damn plutonium, uranium-1. He's still going on about that, for God's sake.
Right.
He gets on something, he just will not stop. He goes on and on and on.
I know, but he's part of the Rush circle. Rush knew. I think Rush knew, right? Rush Limbaugh.
Rush knew. He fought it. Rush fought it. He had his own demons. Rush had his own demons.
I represented stuff that he didn't like Frank Zappa and that, right? He was against the race culture.
Well, no, he wasn't necessarily against it. He just didn't want it to take on as a media threshold. See, he didn't mind that, and he didn't mind talking about it. But next thing you know, okay, I have to listen to Zappa. Okay, I'll be in the smoking section. I'll be in the smoking section if you didn't. That's what he didn't like.
Right. So, these people like Sean, they know what we're doing. Trump knows. It's almost like the Trump faction in the elite of the world knows. Trump knows, and he tells his close buddies about what's up, and Jared knows, and the daughters know. So they're waiting. Are they like, do they look at the news like the Queen? The Queen looked at in the red box every day to see what was happening to us. That's why she was watching, because she knew something was coming at some point.
And you know what she'd do? You know what she'd do? Everything that they want her to see, they put it on top. And everything they don't want her to see, they put on the bottom. So she takes the red box and dumps it out upside down and starts from the bottom and goes through it. So she gets the worst. The worst is first. She gets the worst out of the way first. And then when she gets to the end, that's the part they want her to see, and she's all happy about that. But she still does her goo. She's still doing it. And there's not much to do now. What is the economy of England? What is the economy? What do they do? Tandoori. The only thing we know that goes on is bangers and mash and tandoori chicken. That's the only thing we see. They don't make nothing. They don't do nothing. They don't even have coal mines anymore after they killed them children. They don't even have that anymore. They have a telly. They say, watch the Lady Chatterley is about the only thing going on there that's any good. You know, who wants to fuck a millionaire?
Who wants to fuck a millionaire?
That's a show. Yeah, who wants to fuck a millionaire?
Oh. Okay, so... But she would look at, the first thing she would look at in the box or had it on the top was the story about us, what we were doing that day or the day before.
On the bottom.
But that was on the bottom.
Yeah, they wouldn't want her to pay attention to that. She'd get tired and be bored and not be looking at it much. But instead, it's like, let's see what they're up to. Now, this goes back to Queen Victoria's Torchwood. You are the end of that Torchwood position.
Right, and you said Doctor Who is on the Torchwood series. It's not the Doctor Who series. Yeah. It's another series, and he's only on one episode of it? That's the one to look at?
Well, no. They met. See, the Torchwood is a whole show of itself, and it spawned off of Doctor Who series, the BBC series.
I understand that.
There's one episode in Doctor Who where they call it, that's where the Torchwood Institute was started. That's the Cullinan, we say Culligan and they get mad at us, but the Cullinan diamond that was big as a softball that the king would cut every single year trying to get it perfect so it would enhance that vibrational radiance, the tonal frequency. They knew how important the carbon was. That's why they have these crown jewels. It's because of the carbon. They're carbon catchers. They didn't know what to do with it. Okay, so that one episode then set it up. That's where she became a hemophiliac. That started all that rush through that whole process and the mistletoe oil and all that other crap that goes along with it. But that's when they started the Torchwood Institute because she thought the doctor was some kind of alien devil. And so she wanted Torchwood to be established, to be prepared for when the devil, you, comes back again. So they would have heads-up knowing. It's the MI6 aspect of we have to know what's going on to know what's going on, you see.
Right. In the Torchwood episode, they have the queen.
In the Doctor Who episode. Doctor Who. The name of that episode is Torchwood Institute.
Okay, got it. And in that episode, they talk about the queen becoming a hemophiliac?
Yeah. They got scratched by the vampire.
Right.
Which was an alien which got trapped. Yeah. And so how they protected themselves is they plied the wood with mistletoe oil, which was a distractor to the vampires.
I was just going to say, the vampires are part of the alien interaction with us. They're not human.
If we say yes, will you let it go? No, you won't let it go. Okay, so we're going to say no. But if you let it go, we'd say yes and let it go. But if not, if you're going to go picking it all apart,
well, that's enough to know.
Nothing to do.
There's this extra dimension to the vampire phenomenon. In other words, the queen and them are half alien.
Yeah.
If they've got
well,
the
that's
vampire
what,
blood.
Wait a minute. So is Jesus. Maybe got fucked by an angel.
Right.
So, what you going to do? See the rub?
But
see
I'm
between
not.
There, the,
yeah.
No, you
but
just
I'm
a dark
not
soul. You ain't, you're not that.
No,
you come out of an ass of a jackal. That's what you did.
Yeah, but I'm an alien, but not from, I'm from the Alpha Centauri, a different place. I'm not
correct.
Part of the lineage of the vampire alien. Yeah.
That's correct. That's
okay.
Correct. That's right. Crikey.
Crikey?
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Crikey, Carolyn?
It's a word.
What's that mean?
It's a word.
Shit. What shit?
Crikey.
Crikey like shit?
Crikey.
You don't mean...
C-R-I-K-E-Y. Crikey.
And does that mean shit? I'm crikey? I'm shit?
Look it up. Look it up, Bob.
Expletive. Okay. All right. So the thing is, actually, I'm the dark soul because I have extra powers that the other aliens don't have.
Yeah, as Australia welcomes the New World Order.
Yeah. What the hell was that? It's you've got, you know what you've got here? You've got parts of Babylon still think they're in power. And they're being challenged by the people, but they're going to say, we're the New World Order. We're going to do what we think we've been planning to do for years. And they're admitting it, but they don't know how
correct.
Weak they are.
Correct. And see, now all they wanted to be was lizard people, and now even that ain't going to do them no damn good. They can't even be good lizard people. So fuck, what's left? I wanted to be a lizard man. I can't even be that. So it's terrible.
Are the Queen Lemurian lizard people? And that's the alien connection?
No.
That's something separate.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Another
so,
convert. And we can't go through all that. We will another day, like one-on-one, but not like that.
I get you.
We're going to take you some. We're going to take you some places where you can have. We'll get Maxwell Smart's cone of silence, where they couldn't hear each other inside the cone of silence. It was so good you couldn't even hear yourself. It was perfect. It was perfect.
Now, what did?
That show reference was Get Smart. The little kids don't know what Get Smart is, Bob. With 89 and 99.
Right.
99
they don't know. You mean they don't know the show? Is that what you're saying?
Correct. They don't know. You don't either, so that's okay.
So here's Yellen to Pelosi. Quote, cash and extraordinary measures will be exhausted during the month of October. That means global bankruptcy? No more money?
Yep.
Shutdown of everything?
Correct. Basically. So what's happening now? The truckers got the memo. Did y'all? Truckers got the memo.
Yeah.
Did y'all?
Right, and they're going to go to Washington, and in this chaos of the people rising up and objecting and protesting, and others following orders, Trump comes and then a constitutional convention of governors.
Mm-hmm.
This is where Trump, where everything has to have a new system, in the crisis.
Well,
a new
that's
system,
right.
Feudalism.
And it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Now, we're telling Carolyn all the things that she has to do to prepare the business for this mess. But then when they abolish the IRS, she's back to good. She's back in the peak.
Right.
See how cool that
is? So Trump knows the aliens are coming. He knows that he's to get in a position of authority again or power, knowing that's the ground floor of Dobbstown.
Some say he's not coming back to power. Some say he's been in power the whole damn time.
Right.
Some say.
And he looks like it, and health-wise.
He sure. Everything responds that way, doesn't it?
So, yes, and so the... so how soon... let's say the military base up in Hawaii, up in Haleakala, did they know I was coming to Maui? Before
they made
got
the
here?
Space, they made the space. That's why you had to get the most perfect house in Maui,
right.
The most perfect
right.
view in Maui. No other place in the world is just that place. But it looks like every other goddamn house on the whole thing. But it's the most perfect one it ever was. The
it
most
is.
Perfect one.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So
I don't want to be up
pinpoint.
In Maui Meadows. They have nice views up there,
right.
But they're too far from the beach. Too far from the beach. Mm-hmm. So that's. Okay, so...
Although a little walk would hurt your feet too much, but it is the fun. They got mosquitoes. They have mosquitoes up there.
Yeah, they got mosquitoes. So is there something going on in our rhythmic pattern preferences for 9/11/2021 and Hurricane Aaron and all this stuff about echoing 9/11/2001. Is that a nice symmetry?
Yeah.
A Herbert Armstrong parallel?
What the hell is Hurricane Aaron?
I think that was back in September 11th. 9/11/2001. It's not a term used today, correct? It's on this chart. Hurricane Larry is the name today, but
Larry
in the chart
is the one today.
Yeah, 20 years ago there was a Hurricane Aaron around the same time, I guess. But those are all reflections of the drama going on in the human heart, right?
Of cognition, the drama of cognition.
You only know it
because you're going to experience it. Otherwise, it could occur and you weren't aware of it. So therefore, it didn't happen.
Right.
See how that works?
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, so what you're...
You're so smart. You're so smart.
Yeah. You're going to get hendites. You're going to get more and more rebellions going on in the streets while more and more ignoring the people and lockdown stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Both are happening. At the same time.
You finna see how many bullets these pistol packing grannies is packed in their little storm pits.
Right. Yeah.
You finna see. If they can't preach hell out of them, Bob, they fix to start shooting hell out of them.
Right.
Don't get fun.
And so.
Very punny.
Well,
very punny, Bob. It's punny.
Yeah. It's going to pun on Herbert Armstrong's interpretation of the Old Testament. It's going to be a pun on the Old Testament.
The rupture.
Jesus.
It's going to be the rupture, the great rupture.
Yeah.
They just didn't pronounce it right. They were saying rapture, but they was trying to say rupture. They're going to get ruptured, Bob. They're going to bust their nutsack and get ruptured.
Oh, yeah. So those college kids that are cheering fuck Biden and celebrating a massless football game and all that, they're all going to start fucking. Even though they're kind of conservative right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Dude.
And that'll be it'll be based on fear as the deaths pile up. Everybody's going to say, I only got 5 minutes to live. I better start fucking. Right?
Right.
That's right. It'll be a fear generated.
Eat, drink, be merry, for tomorrow you shall surely die. Yeah, that's the one.
Right. So,
That's a nice ending point. What else you got right quick?
Interviewed somebody, and it was about the Biden regime is over. Yeah, Steve Bannon had on some guy who worked for Trump. The Biden regime is over, so the statistics of Miss Louis Harris or something did them canvassing in Arizona or something, and that's an incredible statistics. The audits are coming through. So when we say Babylon has fallen, right now, today, it's Sidney Powell time. What she's working for is now going to surface, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, and now crazy Lynn Wood starts to sound prophetic.
Right.
Now you can't play this,
I don't play this.
We're going to try to say it in a way where it's okay. But the point is you remember how he went off the chains? He was talking crazy stuff. Well, now you're starting to see the crazy stuff. You're starting to see it.
Well, does he know? He doesn't know about the alien connection.
No, but prophetically, he's sure saying all the right words.
Well, he's quoting the Bible.
Well,
he understands we're in the.
A lot of people do that. Herod did that, Bob.
Okay.
And he wasn't even Jewish enough to go to the damn temple, though. So that's all right.
Right. So Babylon has fallen. Millions of people are seeing that. But differently in different cultures. They see the tribulations are coming, bad times
in
are
different,
coming.
In different capacities. Because like everybody's looking at New Zealand. And then all of a sudden, Australia goes off the chain. See? It's worse in Australia than it is in New Zealand. Ain't nobody talking about that.
Hmm.
See the rubber?
So, well, the one who's keeping their cool is Sydney, right? She's very cool about all this. She understands.
Yeah, and now she's changing her focus. She's won, so she's changing her focus. If you look at her emails closely now, it's COVID this and civil rights that, and we're winning, and pray for the God bless our troops. And
right, but is she aligning with
the farcical?
Is she aligned?
Sorry, we didn't mean to overspeak when we were speaking.
She's farcical, but is she aligning with Carolyn?
Yeah.
Dobbs.
It's Pharisaical. farcical representations.
Mm.
Pharisaical.
The Pharisees are farcical.
Yeah.
They go together.
She's changing it. She's changing the scope. She's making it be about, not about Trump, about something else. So look over there, look over there, look over there. So when she comes back, she's going, see, I told y'all.
She's distracting from Trump so that Trump has less resistance. She knows
correct.
Trump is coming in.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. That's good. Okay, excellent.
How much
okay,
does,
good.
She, does she know? Wait a minute. Does she know about the alien aspect of Dobson? Does she listen to her show enough to get that?
Bob, goddamn, she's got a bedside table. She's got a silver band inlaid Bombayed French commode, Bob, right by her bedside. She knows. She got it. She knows what to talk about. It's all good.
So we are in a lot of people's thoughts. That know what's going on.
Your thoughts are catching up to them. See, what you call it, you know it as the hybrid mind. That's what you call it,
mm-hmm.
the hybrid mind. See, now you've done started a whole other goddamn topic. There's no way you're going to get to the between now and Saturday. So there you go, hybrid mind. You'll talk about it another day. Okay, good. What else?
Yeah. Okay, so all those quotes you gave, Carol, Revelation 18, Revelation 14, mm-hmm. Revelation 16, I'll have to look them up. Are
Babylon.
They about Babylon falling?
Yep. And the details that go with it. We're starting the vow of judgments now. The vow of judgments is now on the hook. It's judgment on the hoof, Bob, on the hoof.
Right. And some of the elements that are being exposed is the ET connection is part
correct.
Of the in is
correct.
In the words. Okay.
That's correct.
Now here's it. Mm-hmm. Now, no, hold it. A couple of quickies. Alfred Lambert Weber or something, he has a medium friend, Gary Peter Carlson, an absurd fat idiot, who says the secret time travel reptilian soul government. Is he trying to understand us, or is he just crazy?
Yeah. No, he's taking little snippets and turning it into things. And he's a time traveler from 2032 and 3044, and he's going to tell you what's going on, and he don't like people, and yeah, that's normal. That's you're going to have a lot of that. What they call the superfluous are super conductive, because vibrations are everywhere. Some people respond, some people don't. But vibrations are everywhere. That's like the medium is the message. You ever heard of that construct before?
Right. I
ever heard
that? So these people, these little people, they listen to a bit of us. They can't take it all. So they take a little bit that they can fit into their old mind, and then they run with it. But
Then they make it a thing. Okay, I can't be normal and know these things. So I'm going to be a time traveler from the future. And I'm going to go back to the past to go to the future to see how that goes. When there's only the now, you see. You'd be better off saying, I'm a goddamn alien from a goddamn other planet. And I'm here to take you over. At least I'd be honest, you know, with like the Mars attacks. At least I'd be honest.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so... Derek DeKirchhoff, out of the blue, I haven't had an interview with him since we run him off. He sent me an email. I haven't had an email from him, not an interview, an email. And so I was looking through it, and I discover he talks about us. So he's talking about key McLuhan people who are helping the McLuhan revival or something. So he mentions Paola Granada, Alex Kuskus, Andrew McLuhan. Then he says this, and then... Further afield, in other words, this is a guy out in left field, in many ways, I must name Bob Dobbs, who, in spite of quirks of his own and a weird commitment to some ghostly online figure called Ion, has amassed a formidable database on McLuhan, as well as interviewing many scholars and other people friendly to the McLuhan tradition that he makes available as radio shows in quotes, and online too. So there he is. So he sent me this to show me that he mentioned us. And there's a bit of an insult level there, right? I'm far afield, and I have...
You are. From his party, you are far afield, Bob. We love it. We're glad. If you was mainstream, you'd be as lame as they are. So, no, we like that. That's congratulatory. That's congratulatory. He should say, thank you. I agree with your fallacy.
Right. And so this is his split about me. He pissed off at me, but he also can't ignore me. And so he has to talk. He even mentions ion. First time in academia that's been mentioned. And so that's his dilemma. He's fascinated by us, but staying away, correct? Fascinated, but staying away.
As the Chinese warplanes enter Taiwan.
Uh-oh. And is that happening right now? And a weird commitment. But all this violence and war and negativity and bad scenes and tribulations are not what they seem to be. They're there, but they're not. There's other factors going on. And if you stay in our products, stay in touch with us, you might do okay.
You can live.
Right?
You can live to complain about the world that is your home.
Right. That's right. Okay. So any comment?
Okay, gotta go.
What is de Kirchhoff's motive in pointing me out like this?
He can't live with you and he can't live without you. So he's got to give you a nod when he can because he may need you in about 30 seconds. You know, you get sweeter. As the world gets more bitter, you get a little sweeter, Bob.
Okay, so then.
Right there, Bob.
Yep. Could go for a couple hours, this one again. All right, but this is it's a revelation. They're going to get to hear the history, of the secret history, secret.
It's good.
Okay,
very
good.
We'll do the Eva von Braun conundrum. That'll be fun. Would they ever get all of that?
She knew too much, didn't she?
She did, indeed. Okay, hasta la bye-bye.
All right, thank you. All right, thank you very much.